Welcome to Muscle Girls Inc., the next generation. Get full access into the world of women's bodybuilding, women's physique, figure, fitness, and bikini. Here are your hosts, Diana Dahlgren and Christina Voynich.
Welcome back to Muscle Girls Inc. This is Christina Voynich, and I am here with my sexy co-host, DD Diana Dahlgren. What's cracking, girlfriend?
Oh, girlfriend, I'm just hanging out. I'm going to go on a beach run after we get done recording our show today.
That's exciting. What's the weather like out there right now? Nice?
It's chilly, but it's clear skies. It was rain the last few days, so.
We got snow today, man.
Oh, did you? A lot?
No, we got snow earlier last week, like a good 7 inches, and then today we got a dusting, so maybe another like inch today, but it's not bad, but a beach run sounds a hell of a lot fun than my snowy car, to be honest.
I know. I'm sorry.
So how was the weekend in, where were you this last weekend? Phoenix, right?
Phoenix. Yeah, it was actually pretty good. The weather was really nice and the racing was really fun. So I had a good weekend.
Very nice. For me, this last weekend was actually Mike's birthday. Yay.
No. How much fun did you have?
It was fun. You know, it's one of those things I tell him. He's not a year older. I'm just a year younger. So that makes him feel better. Because we're 8 years apart. He turned 34. So, and I'm 26. So I tell him, I was like, that just means I'm a year younger than you again. It was fun. We went out with a bunch of friends on Friday, just to kind of a local place and chilled, and then Saturday night I set up the whole evening and we went to a comedy club in the city. We went to this other place and had drinks somewhere else, so it was like a whole weekend for Mike. So it was birthday weekend, and we're now fully recovered, or trying to fully recover, but it was a good time.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you guys have fun.
Yeah, no complaints. You know, once again, there's not a lot going on in the industry world, which
we have a FitExpo coming up, though.
Yes, that's true. Are you going to be there?
No, are you?
No.
Yeah, me neither, but hey, I might go on Sunday because I'll be coming home from Oakland, so I don't know if I'll be too tired.
It's this coming up weekend, right?
Next weekend, I think.
That's right, the LA FitExpo.
Yeah, next weekend.
I've never been. I've always wanted to go, but I've never gone. Maybe next year. Maybe next year we'll both make an appearance.
Yeah, maybe you can go for Optimum.
That's what I'm thinking. That sounds good. Well, we got a Twitter. Well, first of all, I want to thank Jelani Kelly from last week. He came on and kind of set up the show for us with the question he had about what we have in the gym bags. And it was funny, he sent to me an email, I think, or posted on our Twitter, that he said, you know, the five things we put in a gym bag, but I think we riled off like 25 a piece or something. So I realized we have a lot more in our gym bags than what we had probably admitted to in the beginning. But we got another topic suggestion from one of our followers, Tanglebot, as we call him. And he had a suggestion we talk about our top five turn-ons and our top five turn-offs. So I also found an article online that is actually from the website called lovepanky.com.
Okay.
I've never heard of this website before. I just Googled it, and it's apparently the biggest turnoffs for women. And then I figured you and I can give our biggest turn-ons and turn-offs. And for everyone that wants to know, we also got some feedback from our significant others. So I have, Diana, you have your feedback from your boyfriend and your man and what he likes and doesn't like. And I got the same from my boyfriend, Mike Liberatore. So you get the men's perspective, ladies, as well, the things you need to continue to do or stop doing immediately.
That's good, because I really got to work on the things my boyfriend does and doesn't like.
I realized that too when I asked Mike what his turnoffs were. I was like, shit, I do like three or four of these. I really got to quit that. It was a good open conversation. We didn't fight about it, but I guess it could have been. So I'm going to run through these really quick on this article, and then we can kind of go back and talk about ours. So one of them that it says biggest dating turnoffs for women is insecure personalities. There are oversensitive guys, being cocky or pompous. being boring, being just plain dumb, being like fidgety and a little awkward, being narcissistic, which is a good one, being an unmannerly prick. So just being like a D-bag, I think that's really what it is. And then being the over-enthusiastic fan, whether you're into video games or sports or whatever, it's when you're like a little bit of a fanatic about it. So I thought those were pretty good ones, but I then wanted us to talk about the things that, well, first talk about the things that turn us off. So Diana, what would you say is a handful of things that you find as turnoffs, whether you're just meeting a guy or you've been dating them for a while?
All right. Well, insecurity is definitely a big turnoff. My boyfriend has some insecure tendencies. So sometimes I'm like, come on, really? But I work around it. Anyways, let's see. I don't like liars. I cannot stand liars. Oh, my God. That's horrible.
That's a good one.
Because even if I asked you, like, hey, are you cheating on me? And he said, yeah, I would be, of course, I'd be pissed he cheated on me. But at the same time, I respect the fact that he's like strong enough to be honest with me, right?
Yeah, that I think is a huge thing for both men and women. You know, being able to say things even though you think you may piss off the other person. Like if I'm going to confront you about something, better off to just tell me the truth, because I always say, I'm going to probably find out later anyway.
Yeah.
Whether it's from a friend.
It could be one of the worst things in the world, but as long as you just tell me the truth, I'll respect you way more and I won't get mad, because I'll be like, all right, wow. Like he actually had the balls to tell me the truth.
Totally agree with you there. Yeah.
So let's see. Insecure, lying. Shoot, I can't really think off the top of my head now.
I was kind of having a hard time with it. Two things I don't like. I personally don't like guys that are passive-aggressive or passive. You know, I like to be with a guy who is going to make, you know, manly decisions, and they can be masculine. Not that necessarily they have to be an alpha male. This is actually the first time I've ever dated an alpha male, being Mike. But I never liked it when guys were passive, where I felt like I could just walk all over them. That wasn't attractive to me. I want you to be manly, and I want you to make decisions. Don't tell me what to do, and don't boss me around. But, you know, ask me what I want to do, but also be manlith to make the decisions and stand up for yourself and stand up for me, you know, if I need someone to stand up for me, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I think that that's very important, as well as when I've dated someone, you know, my ex-boyfriend, he was the type that's like, his friend would walk past me and like smack my ass and he wouldn't say anything. And I was like, what the hell?
Okay. Like, that's not okay.
It's not okay. Like, you don't do that. Like, I'm your girlfriend. Like, have enough balls to stand up to your friend and be like, no, dude, don't do that. It's my girlfriend.
Exactly. So not that a guy necessarily needs to be overly aggressive or anything like that, but just showing that they care a little bit and they're not afraid to stand up for themselves. I think that's a turn on. It's funny, as I was going through these turn on, turns offs, they're pretty much the exact same thing, only the opposite. You know, I don't want an insecure guy. That's a turn off. But a guy who's very secure and confident, that is a turn on. So it's almost like the opposite. It was hard to make a list of both of them almost.
Yeah.
For me, a turn off, because we're still, I guess, on turn offs. I don't like, insecurity. I don't like liars. A turn off is a guy that is a little too passive. A turn off is also a guy that is a little too attached to his mom or his family. You know, I am a very family oriented person completely. You know, I am very, very close to my parents. I talk to them every single day. I talk to my dad minimum every single day. My mom and I are very good friends. I love my family. And Michael is the same. He's very close to his parents, talks to them at least a couple times a week. But I've been with people who have been so attached to their mom and their family. It's like every decision that we had to make as a couple, he had to bring and discuss with his family as well. And I hated that. So it's one thing to be close to your family. It's another thing to have them essentially be that third person in the relationship, you know.
Yeah, I have never dated somebody like that before. I would definitely think that was a big problem and a turnoff for me, like, for sure. Most of the guys I date, the serious relationships that I've been in, they've all their parents have been married, and their parents have had a great relationship, and they also speak to their parents a few times a week, but never anything like over the top or like, oh my God, I have to talk to my mom right now or anything like that.
Yeah, because that would just drive me absolutely insane. It has driven me absolutely insane. And honestly, in that relationship, that was one of the biggest issues, was because I was like, I don't want to hang out with your family every single night of the week. I don't. I love your family, but I don't. I want to just be a couple and be normal and, you know, spend time with them as we need to. You know, it doesn't have to be an all the time thing. Another thing that I guess is a turnoff, and this is a little more physical or a little more shallow, or I don't know the right way to put it, but a guy who, I don't know, doesn't really try to put himself together as much as I would like. Not that I'm saying you have to dress up everywhere we go, but let your clothes match when you go to the gym, at least a little bit. You know, you don't have to put together the whole getup, but if you're wearing like red and black shorts and like, you know, a bright purple t-shirt, no, I don't like that.
That is hilarious.
I don't know if that's bad for me to be like that, but at least let it look like you're trying a little bit, just a little bit. Like, I dated a guy one time who wore this like Bart Simpson t-shirt, and I hated it. And I was like, really, really, you look like you're 12 and you're probably like 19. Like, no, I don't like that.
I think that's like with most men, I think that's an age thing, but I definitely, I have not a complex, but I just think it's so little boy style. If a guy is wearing cartoon oriented clothes or like plays video games.
Yes.
I'm like, really? Like video games? I mean, I'll bust out some Mario Brothers like a few times a year for the holidays if it's there. But if not, it's not like it's. Like, I don't have to have my Super Mario Brother game, you know?
True. I think there is a fine line almost. I don't mind it a little bit. You know, I've run into the problem with, you know, friends that their guys are on the World of Warcraft, and they also have the headsets on and they're talking to their friends. Even that I don't mind so much if that's what you enjoy doing. But there comes a time where it's like, okay, my turn, like pay attention to me now. If I'm at home and I haven't seen you all day and the first thing you do is go play video games. Like, no, if once in a while, totally fine. You know, and when Mike's dieting, there are times just to pass the time. If he wants to play video games, go right ahead. You're dieting, you're tired. You just want the day to be over, and this is the way to help pass the time by. Absolutely. But yeah, I definitely agree with the cartoon t-shirts. No, unless it's specifically funny. Mike has a shirt that's got Mighty Mouse on it, which I just think is hilarious. And it's funny, but that's like the only one that I'm okay with. Wearing anything else kind of drives me nuts. I'm okay with the superhero shirts if it's got like the Superman emblem or like the Transformers logo. I'm okay with those. But Bart Simpson, like Family Guy, no, don't like it.
Okay, see, I'm like, I just like a dude who wears normal clothes, like a nice button up or like a nice long sleeve shirt or like a plain t-shirt. It's like, God, if they're pulling out cartoons, I'm like, no.
That's a problem. Yeah.
We're not dating anymore.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. We sound so shallow, but this is true because guys that are listening, believe it or not, there's a lot of women who think this way and they're just afraid to tell you that they really hate that damn Bart Simpson shirt you have and they want you to throw it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Completely. Go home and throw it out.
If you find it to be missing at one point or another, don't be surprised if it's your girlfriend that threw it out.
And for the girls that are listening, go ahead and throw it out and pretend like you don't know where it went.
Yeah, I agree.
But we didn't tell you to do that because then our ratings would be low and we'd lose all of our listeners. So we had nothing to do with this, either party. Well, let's talk about some turn off. Well, some turnoffs that Mike had told me, you know, my boyfriend, he had said, of course, insecurity when it comes to women. One that he said I thought was interesting was women who have a sense of entitlement, the sense that they deserve something or they deserve to be treated like a princess or a queen. I've had friends that have done that before. They expect their man to treat them like this princess, and they just deserve it, even though they haven't done anything. Not that I want to say they haven't done anything to earn it, but they just go into the relationship expecting that, which I thought was interesting. I didn't think about that at first, you know?
Yeah, I know. My boyfriend actually says the same stuff.
Really?
Yeah, he had talked to a girl that I had known, and she's like really pretty. Like, she's just naturally hot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, there's girls that are like cute, and then they're like, oh yeah, she's beautiful. And then there's this like girls that just scream natural, like sex. Like, she doesn't even need to put a whole lot of makeup on. She just screams sex. Like, that's right. What her face looks like. And everyone thinks she's hot. And he's like, I don't really see it. And I'm like, you're kidding me. Like, shut up. You're just saying that because I'm your girlfriend. He's like, no. He's like, well, I think before I knew her that she was hot. And then he's like, then I met her and like hung out with her one night at the bar, and she just sucks. And I'm like, why? He's like, she just like thinks her shit don't stink. Like, she's entitled. He's like, that she's like Mrs. Queen. And I'm like, right. Oh, yeah, like, that is gross. Like, that's completely unacceptable on my part. Like, I wouldn't ever act like that.
No, because then you're expecting too much, you know, and that's going to piss the guy off. Because a lot of times it ends up relating to money, too, that you feel like you deserve to be not just treated like a queen, as if, like, emotionally and physically, but that is also going to come in the form of some Jimmy Choo shoes and a new Louis Vuitton bag. And that goes above and beyond. And the expensive dinners and the nice vacations and stuff, like, that's how a princess is supposed to be treated. So that's what I deserve. So I thought that was a good one. Another thing that he had said was comparing the current relationship to past relationships. And a lot of people do that when they're fighting. And I've been guilty of this as anyone else by saying, you know, you're just like all the other ones who did this to me. And men hate that. Because just because you have trust issues with past relationship doesn't necessarily mean that you can't trust the new relationship. And we're all guilty of that, men and women. But I think it is not really vocalizing that, like blaming that on them, but explaining to them why you might have these issues because of the past, and saying, I trust you, but just so you know, I do have these issues I've had to get through in the past, but I'm believing that this time is going to be different. If you handle it that way, it may not seem like you're so crazy.
Yeah, I actually, when me and Chris were first started dating and getting to know each other, I was like pretty adamant about like, hey, you know, I'm a fitness competitor, and there are times when I'm super skinny, and, you know, I'm like, I'm a little bit of a bitch because I'm dieted down, and then I'm like, you know, I don't like being like that. So when I get done competing, I gain weight back, and I'm like, and I have no problem, you know, doing that. But my ex-boyfriend had a huge problem. Like, he wanted me ripped all the time, and he used to make comments about it all the time if I wasn't ripped. And it's just like, that's something that I'm really self-conscious about. And he's like, yeah, babe, I don't care. Like, thanks for letting me know that, you know? So I think that, you know, from my, like, letting him know things that I didn't like from my past relationship was something that he appreciated.
Absolutely. I've told Mike that before. I said, if there's ever anything I'm doing that reminds you of an ex that you didn't like, it's like, I want you to tell me. I said, I'm not going to be upset if you tell me, because I'm asking for it. And this is another thing that Mike and I had talked about, and I think, you know, Diana, you probably agree, is us women, if you are, let's say, a little insecure about your weight, or, you know, for those of us who get off season and you put on a few more pounds and you're not completely comfortable in your skin, if you ask your significant other and you ask your boyfriend, how do I look, expect an answer that you might not like. Because if you want to be honest and you want to be open and want to communicate, if you say, does this make my ass look big? Don't be upset when he says yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I think a lot of women get pissed off about that, but it's you're asking, so he's letting you know because he loves you and because he wants to be open and honest. That's another thing that Mike had even said is women who don't communicate by just keeping everything held up inside and like freaking out about things that they don't talk about. And like I said, we've all been guilty of this because we don't want to hurt the other person's feelings. But as we all know, whether you bitch about it now or you bitch about it in 3 or 4 months, it's all going to be built up by that point. So best just to get it over with now, because it's the women who don't talk about their feelings. Men don't like that. Men want to hear what you're thinking and when you're upset about something. And also, when you're happy about something, when you like something that they're doing, if you just keep it all bottled up inside, then don't be surprised if men don't change because you're not letting them know that you're not happy with things, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I want to tell you a few of the things that my boyfriend likes, turn on.
Okay.
Okay, so he is like the total guy, like the bad boy. Image, right? Like tattoos and has his ears gauge and like wears black, like plain black shirts and like, you know, just like the, I don't know. He's just has a shaved head. He like looks, he has a bad boy image. That's sure. All I can say. He usually you'll see guys, girls, they kind of like match in their styles. Mm-hmm. And he's not like that. He wants his girl to look like, you know, like cute and classy. Like, he likes like girls that wear nice like button up like collared shirts and like you know like those just like sexy tops like and it totally doesn't look like I'd go with him like right. It looks like I would go with a guy who's like out of a GQ magazine
sure
you know whatever like you know some swimmer looking type guy not some big bulky man that just wears you know
black t-shirts
yeah black t-shirts and his wife beaters but so he likes that. And then he also likes girls that don't cuss, which I have a complete potty mouth. So
it means he doesn't like this show.
Okay. Well, he hasn't listened, but I'm going to have him listen to the show. And I always cuss and I always feel so bad at the end of the night because I'm like, oh, God, he probably doesn't. He like thinks he's hanging out with a boyfriend, not a girlfriend.
Right. Sometimes it happens if you start talking like them. A lot of times that turns a guy off because they're like, no, please stay a lady. I want you to still stay classy.
Yeah, exactly. So those are some of my New Year's resolutions.
You're like, dang, all that list. That's me. I need to fix these things. one thing that Mike had talked about that I didn't think about, honestly, was a turn off, was girls who have this, you know, crazy group of girlfriends and they can't think for themselves, that everything has to go through the girlfriends first. And there's a lot of women who have a lot of girlfriends. I think this happens sometimes with the younger girls rather than the ones that are mid-20s to early 30s. I think this happens for younger girls that they have so many girlfriends and it seems like there's so much drama going on all the time and it's, I can't go here because so-and-so's here and she's mad at her for saying this about the other girl. And he's like, men don't like that. Men want to know that you can think for yourselves and that, yeah, you've got your girlfriends you can turn to, but you don't have to run everything by them. Before you make a decision. I'm lucky enough, I mean, or unlucky enough, I ain't got a lot of girlfriends, so we don't have this problem, but he's had that experience in past relationships where girls just have so many friends they have to run everything by first, and he's like, that's too much drama for me.
Yeah, that is. I'm not one to do that. I have one girlfriend that's like, you know, one of my best friends. I pretty much tell her everything, and she's the only one that I told him that I'm like, you know, I have one girlfriend that I pretty much tell everything. So a lot of things that happen between us, yeah, it's most likely she's going to know. And, you know, he's like, that kind of like makes me feel a little embarrassed, but he's like, but whatever, you know, I understand that you have to like, you know, tell, you know, get it out or whatever. He's like, as long as you're not telling the whole world. And I'm like, no, I'm not like that. Like there's by no means do I want anybody knowing my business. It's just that I am the type that feels like I need to release it. And then I'm done with it. And I only need to release it once. Like, I don't need to tell every single girlfriend I have, go out to girlfriend's dinner and be like, oh, yeah, girl, this, and this happened. And this is, and oh, hell no, he did this. And oh, my God, then I said that. And it's just, I'm not even about that. But it is nice to actually release it, you know, at once.
Absolutely. I was thinking of other things like physical attributes that I like in a man. And of course, this isn't maybe for all women across the board, but it's funny. I've talked about this on the radio before. You know, I used to watch wrestling when I was a kid with my dad. I don't mean like, you know, high school wrestling. I mean like the freaking WWE and WWF, like way back in the day. Like I watched the Hulk Hogan and the Macho Man Randy Savage and Triple H and Jericho. For all the guys listening, you can appreciate that. And I think I always knew that those men were attractive. Like I liked that look, but I never knew anyone in person that looked like that. You know, I remember growing up, there was this girl that I knew, or these two kids I knew that I went to school with, and their dad was a bodybuilder, and I had just had the biggest crush on him, like, my whole life. And it never occurred to me, because I never met anyone my own age that looked like that. So as I got older, and I started in the industry, and then I met Mike, like, I personally like that look, obviously. I'm with a professional bodybuilder, but I like someone who's a lot more masculine and a lot more muscle and stops, you know, the room when he walks in the door. To me, that's what I like. Other things I always liked about men were high cheekbones. I don't know why. The jawline always gets me. I don't know why. And I was lucky enough that Mike had, you know, all of that. But aside from that, I personally, I like a guy who's secure. I like a guy that's confident. But I also like a guy that isn't afraid to be touchy-feely and sensitive in public. Just because, you know, Mike is 250 pounds and he's got like arms that are 22 inches big, I like it that he'll still kiss me in public and hold my hand and touch my butt and, you know, play kissy face with me if we're in public somewhere. I like that because it shows that while he's as masculine as he looks, it means he's still sensitive. And he's honestly the most sensitive guy I've ever been with, believe it or not. And he's the biggest.
Yeah.
And I like proving to people that just because a guy looks like that doesn't mean that they can't be sensitive and loving and caring, because that to me is very important. I never dated guys who were really hot. Right? I never dated the smoking hot guys because I always found those guys hardly had a personality and they were pretty cocky. So I feel like I found the perfect balance now of someone I'm completely attractive to who is also very sensitive. Because I think a lot of guys try to play up the fact that they're, oh, I'm a man. I'm, you know, I can take care of you. I'm the shit. I'm this, I'm that. But women also like to know that you can be sweet and a little romantic and you'll rub their feet when you get home at night, you know, which I love. I like my feet being rubbed and Mike never complains when I ask. So that's the other thing, that you don't have to be super, super cocky all the time. If you soften it up a little bit, women definitely like that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to have to try that whole foot rub trick.
See if he'll do it. Usually I just put my feet on his lap if we're laying on the couch and I wiggle my toes. I'm like, can you just squeeze my foot? You don't have to rub it. Just squeeze a little bit. And then that turns into a full-blown, you know, foot rub. So.
Well, yeah, well, that's nice. I'm going to have to try that. I'm going to do the passive thing.
That's what you got to do.
You just squeeze my feet a little bit, babe.
And then just keep going. We actually just got a Twitter reply from T. Kaufman. I think his name's Thomas Kaufman. He said that his biggest turnoff is eating manners at the table. And I think that's a good one. This is live tweeting. This was just a few minutes ago he sent us. I've never been with anyone who has had bad table manners, but I can imagine that if you've got bad table manners, you're probably going to irritate the person you're dating.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know if I have bad table manners. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what I do. Shoot.
I don't think it matters. I think he loves you for you, Diana.
Yeah, he does.
Well, I think we got a good list. Don't be insecure. Don't have a sense of entitlement. Don't compare yourself, your relationship to past relationships. Communicate, be loving, be caring, and rub your girl's feet. I think those are our the staples for this week's show. How about it?
Yep, I think that's pretty good.
Where are you headed this weekend, Diana? Anywhere?
Los Angeles, not far. Thank God.
And where are you after that?
Oakland.
Okay, so this week you're staying home.
Yeah, I'm kind of staying in Cali a little bit.
Very nice. Any exciting things going on in the Supercross world? or not too much?
Well, if you watch the races from this past weekend, the races were so awesome. No joke. It was definitely a battle. So, I mean, you just got to watch the races on Speed Channel every week and find out.
I like it. Will they see you on TV as well?
Uh-huh. Of course.
Yes. So watch for Diana on TV and then listen to us and reply to Muscle Girls and let us know that you saw her. Take a screenshot of it with your phone or your computer or whatever and send it to us. Maybe we'll do something nice for you. I don't know.
Right. Do it.
Well, that does it for this episode of Muscle Girls. Diana, enjoy your trip to Los Angeles. Like,
I will.
Down the street.
I know, down the street.
Oh, awesome. Well, we'll talk to you next week, girl.
All right.
Peace out.
Peace, Christina.
We'll be back after this. This is a great transition. We'll be back after this.
Muscle Girls Inc., the next generation. Hydralyze Ultra, the leader in cellular hydration water. Hydralyze Ultra water has been designed by shrinking and reshaping molecules to allow a faster and more sustained delivery into your cells. Our cellular water has gone through a magnetism and laser treatment process, along with adding electrolytes to our special ingredients. This allows all nutrients to be absorbed at a maximum cellular state. By using Hydralyze Ultra, all nutrients, supplements, and carbohydrates you consume will be absorbed at a greater rate. Lactic acid gets flushed faster, and you'll feel fully hydrated. Get the advantage that top athletes have achieved. Try Hydralyze Ultra today. Visit HydralyzeUltra.com. That's HydralyzeUltra.com. Visit ExtremeFitNutrition.com, the newest and hottest supplement super site. We carry all the major brands, including Species, MHP, BPI, BSN, Optimum Nutrition, Gaspari, and many more. Low on cash? No problem. ExtremeFitNutrition.com offers competitive prices that our competitors can't beat. Now you can supplement your diet without having to supplement your bank account. Here's some of our specials. Buy $100 worth of Species products or Metabolic Nutrition and get a free t-shirt and bag. Buy $200 worth of PSN products and receive a PSN t-shirt and shaker bottle. Check out ExtremeFitNutrition.com for more great deals. Visit us at the 2011 Olympia Expo. Stop by booth number 322 and meet IFBB pros Bethany Wagner, Guy Cisternino, Tiana Gonzalez, and Gina Trociano. Remember, there's only one extreme. Visit ExtremeFitNutrition.com now. Fusion Bodybuilding makes bodybuilding's strongest supplements, and they're committed to giving back to you. Fusion Bodybuilding not only want to promote the bodybuilding lifestyle, but they also want to help build the sport. Bodybuilding is all they do. It's their obsession. You know the feeling. That's why you're here. Visit Fusion Bodybuilding at FusionBodybuilding.com or join in on the conversation on the Fusion Bodybuilding fan page on Facebook, where you'll find IFBB Pro Q&As, contest giveaways, and nothing but in-depth bodybuilding talk. Fusion Bodybuilding, bodybuilding's strongest supplements. Head over to FusionBodybuilding.com today. P28 High Protein Bread is the official bread of RX Muscle. Are you looking to incorporate more protein into your meals or just want to enjoy bread again? Then look no further. Try the 100% natural P28 High Protein Bread. P28 High Protein Bread is a formulated revolutionary breakthrough product packed with whey protein isolate, 14 grams of protein per slice, 12 grams of carbs, 8 essential amino acids, and made with 100% whole wheat. Fear bread no more. Build a better body with P28. Order today at highproteinbread.com. P28 is also now available at bodybuilding.com and many other retailers. Order now. Highproteinbread.com. P28 bread. RX Muscle approved. RXMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RXMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RXMuscle.com.
Welcome back to Muscle Girls Inc. This is Christina Voynich back here, and I am now joined by a special guest. I have IFBB Women's Physique Pro, Jillian Reville. Jillie, how's it going?
Hi, I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. Welcome back to the show. You were, I think, one of the first Women's Physique Pros we had on the show, so
Welcome back again. Do you still get a little nervous or a little anxious when people call you an IFBB pro?
You know, it's kind of sunken in a little bit now, but I definitely am getting more and more anxious about this first show. So the closer the show gets, the more real it's all feeling. So it's a pretty exciting time.
You know, we've said this all the time. You had a forced off season. You couldn't compete if you wanted. So how has this off season been for you? You know, just so everyone knows, you're getting ready for the very first Women's Physique Pro show in Mesa, Arizona, Strikers Desert Classic. Is that what it's called, right?
Yeah, the Desert Muscle Classic.
Desert Muscle Class. I should know this, right? I'm the one supposed to know these. So how was your off season to give everyone an update?
You know, my off season was better than I could have expected. It was, you know, the longest off season I've ever taken since I started competing in 07. You know, that was a blessing in disguise. You know, at first I panicked. I was like, oh no, like what the heck am I going to do for like 5 months without prepping for a show? But I stayed on the leaner side for me in an off season. Like, more so than I had before. So I stayed a little bit leaner. I ate a lot more clean food. I definitely grew into my frame. I was working with a gentleman, Kenny Wallach, out of Gold's New Haven. He did all my arm training because that's what I wanted to make sure I filled out the most. You know, my shoulders have always been dominant, and my biceps and triceps were always on the smaller side, so I knew I needed to fill my arms out to compensate for my dominant shoulders. So I actually started training with Kenny every Saturday morning since May.
Okay.
So that is the one thing on me that has definitely is shocking for me. And as I have started to diet down, I can't believe the progress that I've made. You know, it's not quite up to certain other people's, you know, arms, but for me and for myself, for what I came from to what I am now, it's a tremendous difference. My glutes actually are more full. My legs have always been fine, but even they look a little bit more full. My midsection, I finally am starting to get abs for the first time in my life.
Congratulations.
I know. Kenny gave me a few pointers on what I should do, and it worked. And so overall, my appearance is definitely more full. I wouldn't say thicker, but a little bit more dense. Basically, my off-season, I couldn't have asked for a better time off. So
that's awesome. You know, it's funny. It's one of those things where a lot of people, you're not only competing against the other women on stage, you're also competing against the last time you yourself stepped on stage. You're competing against the last physique that those same judges saw. So while, you know, you always want to look better than the next girl, more importantly, you want to look better than you did last time because, you know, everyone else is thinking the exact same thing, that they're all trying to look better than they did last time. So was your dieting now any different? I know we still have another 6 weeks or so, but did you change anything with your diet or was it just your training?
Just my training. You know, I worked with Kenny on my arms, but I did all my other training on my own. I did my own diet again in my off season, and, you know, I started dieting on my own again for this show. I'm not really doing too much different than I did for last year. I actually just had like a huge cheat meal on Saturday because my weight dropped a little bit too far down for where I would have liked to have been at this point. I'm actually really very lean right now, so I wanted to make sure I stayed full, so I had a great cheat meal.
What did you have? I gotta ask, what did you eat?
I had a huge 10-ounce bacon cheeseburger with barbecue sauce, ranch dressing, and a ton of fries, and a huge ice cream from Cold Stone.
You're making everyone's mouth water right now, including my own. After this interview, I got to go stuff my face, not going to lie.
Yeah, it was awesome. I went out with my boyfriend and one of my best friends, John De La Rosa. We all went out and celebrated my cheat meal together, so it was fun. It was a good time.
Very, very nice. So is your suit all picked out? Is your posing routine all ready to go, or do you still got a few ends to tie together?
Suits are covered. I had the sponsorship from Tammy Marie last year, so I have a couple of suits ready to go. I haven't decided which one I'm going to use yet, but my routine is finished. I actually had thought that the routine was supposed to be a minute and a half, you know, 90 seconds, but then, you know, talking with a few other people and looking at Stryker's website, the routine can be up to 3 minutes now.
Okay.
So I don't know if I should go back to the drawing board. I mean, it's 6 weeks out, or actually almost 5 weeks out now. So I'm toying with adding another 30 seconds into my routine, but I did my own routine this year.
Nice. Very nice.
So I started that. You know, I'm not a dancer per se, so I started working on my routine in July.
That's
so to
good.
Change it now would be kind of crazy, but we'll see what happens. I really love my routine, so.
Very exciting. So overall, you feel pretty good going into this?
Yeah. Party? Yeah, I feel really great, you know, and like you said before, you know, this is really a competition with myself and bringing a better package and bringing a better me to the stage and really not worrying about what anyone else brings because, you know, you can't help what happens the day of the show. And I know I put in the work, I put in the effort, I've done the dieting. I know that it's definitely going to be the best me on stage by far, and you can't ask for anything better than that. So.
And I got to tell everyone, I got a sneak peek via text message from her photo, so watch out, everybody. You look very, very good in all honesty and all kidding aside. You look great, and I think you have a perfect look for physique, hence the, you know, obvious pro card, but I think we're all kind of on the edge of our seats to see history in the making almost. So it must be very exciting to be part of one of these huge things. So anyone else you want to thank before you you head off to your first pro show?
My crew, I have the best support team behind me. Obviously my parents, my boyfriend Donnie, he's amazing. I honestly couldn't do this without him. And my best friends, Melissa, Kat, John, Juan, Marco Rivera, the whole crew here in New York. It's kind of unbelievable that so many people compete, actually all turn pro other than Kat. She had already turned pro, but all turned pro this year. It's just such an amazing support group, and I couldn't do it without them. So I feel very blessed on this journey to the stage this time.
Awesome. Well, we, like I said, the first time we interviewed you, you know, you are a fan of our, well, you're not a fan of ours. We're a fan of you, I guess.
Thank you.
You're a fan of ours, I guess, too, because you always come on our show.
Yes, I am.
But we are, of course, a big fan of you, not only on Muscle Girls, but on RX Muscle completely, because you're kind of, you know, one of the esteemed members of the RX community. So we're all very much looking forward to you stepping on stage, and hopefully we'll be able to get an update from you after the show and kind of how it all went in your first experience. So best of luck to you these last few weeks before the show.
Thanks so much. Thanks for everything. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Jill. We'll be back in just a minute after this next break with another Women's Physique pro. So we'll be back after this.
Muscle Girls Inc., the next generation. Hydralyze Ultra, the leader in cellular hydration water. Hydralyze Ultra water has been designed by shrinking and reshaping molecules to allow a faster and more sustained delivery into your cells. Our cellular water has gone through a magnetism and laser treatment process, along with adding electrolytes to our special ingredients. This allows all nutrients to be absorbed at a maximum cellular state. By using Hydralyze Ultra, all nutrients, supplements, and carbohydrates you consume will be absorbed at a greater rate. Lactic acid gets flushed faster, and you'll feel fully hydrated. Get the advantage that top athletes have achieved. Try Hydrolyze Ultra today. Visit HydrolyzeUltra.com. That's HydrolyzeUltra.com. Visit ExtremeFitNutrition.com, the newest and hottest supplement super site. We carry all the major brands, including Species, MHP, PPI, BSN, Optimum Nutrition, Gasparri, and many more. Low on cash? No problem. ExtremeFitNutrition.com offers competitive prices that our competitors can't beat. Now you can supplement your diet without having to supplement your bank account. Here's some of our specials. Buy $100 worth of Species products or Metabolic Nutrition and get a free t-shirt and bag. Buy $200 worth of PSN products and receive a PSN t-shirt and shaker bottle. Check out ExtremeFitNutrition.com for more great deals. Visit us at the 2011 Olympia Expo. Stop by booth number 322 and meet IFBB pros Bethany Wagner, Guy Cisternino, Tiana Gonzalez, and Gina Trociano. Remember, there's only one extreme. Visit ExtremeFitNutrition.com now. Fusion Bodybuilding makes bodybuilding's strongest supplements, and they're committed to giving back to you. Fusion Bodybuilding not only want to promote the bodybuilding lifestyle, but they also want to help build the sport. Bodybuilding is all they do. It's their obsession. You know the feeling. That's why you're here. Visit Fusion Bodybuilding at FusionBodybuilding.com or join in on the conversation on the Fusion Bodybuilding fan page on Facebook, where you'll find IFBB Pro Q&As, contest giveaways, and nothing but in-depth bodybuilding talk. Fusion Bodybuilding, bodybuilding's strongest supplements. Head over to FusionBodybuilding.com today. P28 High Protein Bread is the official bread of RX Muscle. Are you looking to incorporate more protein into your meals or just want to enjoy bread again? Then look no further. Try the 100% natural P28 High Protein Bread. P28 High Protein Bread is a formulated revolutionary breakthrough product. Packed with whey protein isolate, 14 grams of protein per slice, 12 grams of carbs, 8 essential amino acids, and made with 100% whole wheat. Fear bread no more. Build a better body with P28. Order today at highproteinbread.com. P28 is also now available at bodybuilding.com and many other retailers. Order now. Highproteinbread.com. P28 bread. RX Muscle approved. RXMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RXMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RXMuscle.com.
Welcome back to Muscle Girls Inc. We are now set up for the second half of the show, and I'm now joined by a very special guest. I have IFBB Pro, Women's Physique Pro, more specifically, Marlena Echohawk. Marlena, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you doing, Christina?
I'm great. You know, I got to say, I think you have one of the coolest last names in the IFBB.
Thank you very much.
Echohawk just sounds a little hardcore, a little serious, like you kind of mean business. So I just have to tell you.
It's a little tough, yeah.
Don't mess with you, pretty much. Well, I want to have you on. As a lot of people know, a lot of the guests that we've been having on recently are getting ready for the very first Women's Physique Pro Show, and you are one of them. So before we get into, you know, how you got into this whole sport in the first place, how do you feel about these, what, I guess we're like 6 weeks out, 7 weeks out now? How do you feel these last few weeks, I guess, leading up to the pro debut?
I feel good. I'm excited, you know, a lot of anxiety because not sure what they're going to be looking for, but, you know, we're all in the same boat. So regardless of the outcome, it's going to be, you know, a great experience and to meet all the new pros and to see who's coming to the show. So
what I've always said kind of from the very beginning when, you know, a lot of the first Women's Physique pros were announced, everybody looks completely different. And it seems like there are no two physiques the same, almost, for all the women's physique pros. So, in your opinion, do you think that adds a little bit more anxiety to everyone? Or do you think that helps because, you know, anybody could essentially win? How are your thoughts when it comes to that?
You know, I have mixed feelings about that because, you know, like you said, anybody can get up there and whatever the judge is like, you know, then they can bring any package and, you know, who knows what they're going to be looking for. So it kind of brings a little anxiety because you're not too sure how to plan for it, but you just got to do what you do and bring your best package and hope for the best.
Exactly. And I think that goes for not just the first women's physique show, that almost goes for anybody ever competing. You never know what the judges want, you know, at that first show. So let's talk a little bit about your history. Now, just like with every women's physique, and I feel like this, you know, CD on repeat, I feel like I've said this about a million times, and our listeners have probably heard me say this a million times too, that it seems as if every women's physique pro did very well at the local level, very well at maybe the regional level in figure, and then the second they step on a national level stage, they're not even placing top 10, barely top 15, and sometimes not placing at all. So what was your experience? Because I know you started in figure. Did you kind of deal with the same things as well?
Well, back in 2009, I went to the national level, and I placed eighth. I was in the top 10. So I did pretty well that year. And then I took 2 years off, and I came back in 2011, and I won an overall show here in Colorado. And then I went to junior nationals, and I placed 12th. So I, you know, I still was in the top 15, but I did experience that, was kind of confused on what the judges was looking for. And, you know, I had people tell me I should move over to physique. So...
And what were your thoughts with the physique division coming out? Because I know a lot of women have said, I don't want to hang up my, you know, 6-inch heels or my 5-inch heels because they associated that with being very feminine. You know, figure was a very, very feminine division. So what were your thoughts when people were first telling you to switch to physique? Were you a little apprehensive, or did you think, you know what, this is actually probably going to fit me a little bit better?
You know, I had mixed feelings about that. I had that thought about giving up my heels. I was like, no way am I hanging up my heels for this.
Right.
But on the same note, I knew my physique was much more geared towards the women's physique division. So again, I kind of battled with it, you know, with my trainer and myself, just trying to figure out which route I should go.
So let's talk about that. So, you know, you said you placed, was it 12th at Junior Nationals this last year?
Yes.
Okay, so then you placed 12th at Junior Nationals, and then, you know, you turned pro in physique at Team U, you know, I don't want to say the next show, but pretty much the next time you step on stage. So what did you change about your prep that was different? You know, there's so many women out there that are listening and, you know, other people that are just kind of in the same situation where they want to switch, but they're not sure how to change their prep. Some women keep things the same, you know, because they like how they look and they want to try out physique. Some try to come in a little bit harder, a little bit fuller, maybe add a little bit of muscle. So what was your game plan as you decided to switch to the physique stage instead?
Well, I really didn't have that much time because I had about 2.5-3 weeks before Team Universe from Junior Nationals. So we just kind of decided to keep my diet the same. You know, there's not much growing you can do in 3 weeks. So we just tried to come in a little bit harder, a little bit leaner than I did at Junior Nationals. And, you know, the prep wasn't, I didn't have much time, so.
Now, I know how you look, you know, I've seen your photos and how you look, you know, back in, you know, 2009 to how you look now. I mean, you look absolutely incredible. You looked wonderful back then. But, you know, you've obviously made some amazing improvements and you look, you know, absolutely incredible. So do you prefer your look that you have now as a physique, or did you prefer how you looked a little bit more when you were maybe a little bit smaller, maybe not as hard? Because, you know, some women, this is how we've said it on Muscle Girls before, you know, this is a sport where you have to live with yourself for the next, you know, 30 years and the decisions you make. And I'm a firm believer in, I want to look how I want to look. If the judges like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. So was it more of you wanted to add the muscle and become a little bit harder because you genuinely liked that look? Or, you know, did you think, well, this is just going to be kind of the next step, so I could succeed in a different division, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it makes complete sense. And thank you so much. I definitely like the harder look. So moving over to physique wasn't, you know, it was definitely what I wanted to do because I like coming in that lean, hard look for sure.
I was going to say, I like that too. There's so many times, you know, I wish, you know, I wish God would grant me the ability to put on the more muscle that I wish I could, because I personally like that look too, and that's why I think physique is such a great opportunity for women like you, where you want to come in harder and you want to be a little bit more muscular, but figure just wasn't going to, you know, allow you to do that. So, you know, you and I talked a little bit off the air, and this is something kind of funny. You know, when a lot of people, when they have this goal to turn pro, they almost think that it comes with this six-figure salary, and you can sit around, and you can just eat and train and lift, and it's, you know, a beautiful life. But that's not the case. Unfortunately, for anyone that gets a pro card, it's this little bitty card that comes in the mail, and you still got to work your 9-to-5. So what do you do for a living outside of being now a professional athlete?
I am a bank manager. I've been in the banking industry for about 15 years now, and I'm also a full-time mother, so I have to have a lot of balance in my life.
That was, you said balance, and that's exactly where I was going. What's it like having to work just a normal 9-to-5? You know, there's a lot of listeners that aren't personal trainers. They're not full-time coaches. They don't work at a gym, or, you know, they don't work from home. So how have you been able to balance the, I'm a full-time mom, I'm also having a 9-to-5 job on top of, you know, prepping for shows like this?
It's tough sometimes, but, you know, my day starts at 4 in the morning, and that's my, you know, my first round of cardio starts at 4:30, and I'm usually done around 8:30 at night by the time I get done with training and work and, you know, all the normal life stuff, so.
What do you think has been the hardest part in this journey to the pro ranks, I should say? You know, some people are lucky enough that it comes very quick. Other people have to work a little bit harder than others. So were there any big obstacles that you've had to kind of face throughout this journey?
I think more than anything is just, you know, getting your physique to where it needs to be, because you can compete 1 year and it's exactly the look that they're looking for, and then you bring that look the next year and they change it again. So I think that was my biggest challenge, is, you know, getting my physique exactly to what they wanted.
Now, speaking of that, is there anything that you have tried to change or improve on now that, you know, you're getting ready for this pro debut? I've said this to every single women's physique gal. You guys had a forced off season. You couldn't have competed, dang it, even if you wanted to. Once you turned pro, that's it. You had to wait. So how has this off season been for you? And is there anything you've tried to improve on to look maybe a little bit different than we saw you last time?
The off season's been fun. My training's been a lot harder, rather than training, you know, I trained a lot heavier this off season, which is fun, you know, hitting the weights hard. I'm just getting my shoulders and my back wider, and, you know, now that we're in the, you know, last 5 weeks of the prep, just coming in a lot leaner than I did at Team Universe.
Very nice. So what is your ultimate goal, if you have one? If you had to think of, I don't want to say a New Year's resolution because that's a little cliche, but what are your hopes for this year? Seeing as physique is so new, and I know it's hard to say since we haven't even seen the first pro show yet, but what do you think are your personal goals as you head off into your, you know, first year as a professional competitor?
For me, I just want to do the best that I can, and I just want to improve, you know, my body and, you know, the way I do at the shows each time. You know, I just want to do the best. I have no expectations right now because I don't know what's going to be expected out of the physique girls, but just as long as I can better myself each show and every time.
Perfect. I think that's what everybody should strive for. I always tell people, you know, if I'm talking to girls that I'm coaching or whatever, they say, oh, their goal is the pro card. I said, let's be a little realistic and start, you know, with you improving your own weaknesses, you know, and the strengths that you have, and keeping those strong and strengthening the weaknesses as well. Now, when you first started competing, did you ever think a pro card was going to happen, or was that something that you had in your sights, or were you just saying, oh, you know, I'm competing just for fun. If it happens, it happens.
You know, when I first started, it was all for fun. It was just to kind of stay healthy and live a healthy lifestyle. And then you kind of get addicted to the sport, you know. But I never really thought I would turn pro. I never really wanted to chase the pro card. So, you know, I felt very blessed and very excited that I actually did turn pro.
I always find it. It's those women that tend to turn pro. the ones that just enjoy the journey and the ones who genuinely just want to do it for themselves. And I don't know if maybe judges can sense that subconsciously. Who knows? But I like to think they can. Well, I like to ask a couple of fun questions at the end of every interview. So my first question is, if you had to pick a certain type of genre of music that you like to listen to when you're really trying to bust out a serious hardcore workout, what do you usually like to listen to?
Oh, boy. Eminem is my all-time favorite on cardio, so that's what gets me going.
That's the first time we've had that. We've had probably every other genre ever, and every other, you name it. We've had Spice Girls. We've had Disney music. We've had house music. Antitoni likes the screaming, profane, angry music. So I like it that we can throw another one into the list. Eminem's on my playlist too, by the way. So I fully agree with you on that. Second question is a two-parter. So during the week, when you're prepping, you know, maybe around this time, and if you are allowed a cheat meal, what do you usually go for?
Well, my cheat meals usually consist of sushi.
Okay.
Or pancakes, because I love pancakes.
That's a good one. Do you put syrup on them and everything?
Sugar-free. I still kind of keep it clean, so.
Okay, fair enough. So then, let's say you kill it at the pro show. It's a victory. You're so happy with your placings. What do you usually go for your post-contest meal?
Anything sweet. After the shows, I'm craving like chocolate cake or pumpkin bread or something like that.
Nice. We'll make sure I'll have a table ready for you somewhere. I don't even think I'm going to the show, but I will make sure we have something for you somewhere.
I'm so excited.
Good. And then my last question is, I always say is a little more inspirational. For the women like you and like a lot of other figure competitors that are now struggling with the, do I switch over, do I not switch over, what advice can you give to them as they're kind of having that mental struggle on whether or not they like to switch divisions or not? Whether it's they don't want to hang up the shoes, they don't want to maybe add a little bit more muscle, they're not really sure what the judges want. What advice can you give to them to kind of keep pushing forward, even though they might be hitting some roadblocks here and there?
You know, they need to follow their dreams and just honestly go the route that their physique is taking them. If they see, you know, depending on how the judges want them to look, just, you know, follow their dreams. Christina, we need to start over on that one. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. Yep.
Okay, so will you cut that out? I'm sorry. Okay, so can you ask me the question one more time?
Yep, go right ahead.
Okay, so basically I would just recommend the girls, you know, just to follow their dreams and follow where their physique takes them. You know, in hanging up the heels is not such a bad thing. It's actually very fun to do physique. It's a lot of different poses, and you can, you know, choreograph your own routine. So it's been very fun. So
now, do you have your routine all ready to go?
It's getting there. We're getting there.
You got a few more weeks, so it's okay, right?
Yes, we're getting there.
Would you say that was pretty difficult? You know, I know female bodybuilders have been doing that for years, you know, and it's part of the staple of being a female bodybuilder is the fun posing routine that you can do. Did you find that was difficult for you?
It was for me. it just because it was different, but it was very fun. I was very nervous the very first time I had to go out and do it, but once you get out there, you can kind of show your own personality. So I liked it a lot better than just going out and doing, you know, the regular figure poses, because you can kind of show the person your own personality to the judges.
I got to say, there are so many times, even for myself, and my goodness, you know, I'm just a bikini pro. There are times I just want to bust out, you know, like a side tricep, because I'm like, hey, look at the hard work I've done. And I know they'd probably throw me off the stage if I try to do that, but.
Try it sometime.
One day I'm going to throw a crab most muscular and just throw everyone up and see what the hell happens.
But you never know. You can start a good trend that way.
That's true. Although that's a risky move, but. Maybe I'll say you suggested that, huh?
There you go.
Well, Marlena, thank you so much for coming on the show this week. Best of luck to you in the last couple of weeks, I guess the last 5 weeks now, right?
Yes, 5 weeks.
5 weeks for your prep. We'll definitely be following you. And the listeners that we have, we always tend to follow the girls specifically that we bring on the show. So we'll be rooting for you. And maybe we'll get you on afterwards, kind of like a post-contest wrap-up on how you thought the show went and how you did. So best of luck to you in the last few weeks.
Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Marlena. And that does it for this episode of Muscle Girls, Inc. Any thoughts, comments, suggestions, you can shoot us an email, musclegirlsinc@rxmuscle.com, and you can also follow us on Twitter @MuscleGirlsInc. And also shoot us an email with any questions and comments for sure, because just like we did last week, we're going to have more listener segments where you can call in and ask your question, and you can actually be on the air with us and get like what we call your 5 minutes of fame. So give us a shout out and we'll shout you out back. So that does it for this week. Until then, we'll see you next week.
Muscle Girls Inc. is a presentation of RxMuscle.com.